Top stories, Commonwealth leaders have agreed that Prince Charles will be the next head of the organisation. Leaders of the Commonwealth met earlier today to discuss the Queen's request for the Prince of Wales to succeed her. The Queen has said it was her sincere wish that Prince Charles would succeed her in the role one day. The role isn't hereditary, it doesn't pass automatically to the Prince of Wales. Victoria Howard is the editor of the Crown Chronicles and a royal historian. Good afternoon to you, Victoria.
Hi Richard, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. In terms of this, are you pleased, are you surprised that Prince Charles got the nod today?
Not at all. I mean, with the Queen's speech yesterday, as you just said, her sincere wish that she openly stated in front of the press and all those leaders, she wouldn't have done that if they didn't think it was going to go their way, as it were. And that's just, it's just a testament really to the people's faith in Charles. You know, he's worked on behalf of the Queen and the Royal Family and the Commonwealth for his entire life. So this is something he's prepared for.
I mean, the Commonwealth of today is very different from how it was when it was first formed.
Absolutely. It was fewer than 10 countries when George VI made the Declaration of London in 1949. And now it's grown. It's now 53 countries. They span across the world. There's loads of island nations there. And then, of course, you have the 16 nations of which the Queen is head.
And when did she become head of the Commonwealth?
That came with her accession to the throne in 1952. It was sort of an automatic progression, and that's what we expected with Prince Charles. However, a couple of voices in the Commonwealth recently must have said, actually, we're not too sure about this, and that's why this decision had to be made, because there has been no formal process for this. It was sort of just, we're going to recognise the Queen in this way now. There's no written process for it.
Yeah, I think some politicians had even suggested that it should be, the head of the Commonwealth should almost be on a rotation, that it should be some sort of honorary role that gradually goes around all the countries.
Yeah, that has been a suggestion, and that does pose some issues. Does the office of the Commonwealth then move country to country? What figure is nominated from that country? Is it a political figure? Of course, then you have the issue of getting political leanings and favouritism, maybe even nepotism getting involved. So it's a nice idea in principle, but again, nothing solid had actually been offered as an alternative to Prince Charles succeeding.
To what extent do you think, Victoria, that the Commonwealth as we know it is, you know, at least to some extent, glued together by the fact that the monarchy, the British monarchy, is at the head of it?
I think that's a very valid point. Would people care as much if the British monarchy weren't involved? Because the British monarchy is one of the most famous royal families in the world. If it was just, a sort of not very well-known figure from, I don't know, Australia, would they, you know, want to be involved as much? Other countries, would they join still? Would they leave? So I think the British monarchy is, I like that analogy, it's glue for it. Of course, there's colonial ties there, but there's also a special relationship that's been developed in recent decades.
And I guess the role is largely ceremonial or symbolic, but it would have been something that the Queen took very seriously as well.
Absolutely. Of course, you may have seen in the news recently the Queen's canopy, the documentary she did with David Attenborough. There are all these projects, and although it is very symbolic as a role, there are all these things that can be done as a ceremonial head, like these projects, spearheading them and getting them passed and approved and begun across all these nations.
Victoria, we really appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining us on BBC.